بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace, blessings and mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners, it's another episode of this program, Al-Arabiyyatu lil-Jami', Arabic for all. And in this program, we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of the people of Jannah, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the language of the ahadith and dua. Make intention, inshaAllah, that you are learning this wonderful language so that you can understand better the Quran, understand the ahadith, understand the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and your prayers, your du'as also in salah. We are starting today, it's a new lesson from the Noble Quran. Open your book, the Noble Quran, and what an honor to learn only from the Noble Quran, in addition to some of the dialogues which we learn from the spoken Arabic in order to be able to communicate with Arab people if we go, inshallah, or meet Arabs, then we'll be able, inshallah, to speak to them in their language. Your kitab, you can open the kitab, the Noble Quran, on surah number 2, that's surah al-Baqarah, verse number 53. وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ وَإِذْ, that waw means and, the waw only means and, it's a conjunction, and it means and. Then, if is when, if, alif, hamza under the alif, then thal, it means when, wa if and when, remember when, in a sense, metaphorical sense, remember when. Ataina Musa al-kitab, ataina, ataina means we gave, ataina, we gave, atainaka, we gave you, ataina Musa, we gave Musa. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking with the royal plural. Atayna, we gave. That noon alif means we. Ata means to give. Wa ata al-mala ala hubbih. It comes also in another verse. He gave the money to the poor people while he is loving it. Atayna means we gave. We gave Musa, Musa, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet of Allah, Moses, peace be upon him. Al-kitaba, the book. Wal-furqan, in a sense that this book was also a criterion. Furqan refers to the decisive book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a furqan, it's a criterion. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ, perhaps you may, or you may. لَعَلَّ means maybe, or perhaps you may be. That's the meaning of لَعَلَّكُمْ. لَعَلَّكُمْ, لَمْ عَيْنْ لَمْ كاف ميم. لعلكم تهتدون, also لعلكم means so that you be guided. لعلكم تهتدون, so that you be guided, right? The next verse number 54, لعلكم تهتدون, that's in the previous verse. Then moving on, وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم, وإذ again comes, وإذ and when. Or remember when, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى, قَالَ مُوسَى, and remember when Musa said, لِقَوْمِهِ, قَالَ means said, قَالَ, past tense from يَقُول, to say. In some colloquial Arabic they say يَقُول, قَالَ, instead of saying قَالَ, they say قَا, قَا, and some Arabs also pronounce the قَاف as a alif, so they say أَلَ. The proper Arabic is قَالَ. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ, لِقَوْمِهِ, he said to his people, قَوْم, قَوْم means people. قَاف وَاوْ مِيم, قَاف وَاوْ مِيم means قَوْم, people, nation, قَوْم. لِقَوْمِهِ, his people, that ha at the end, his people. لِقَوْمِهِ, قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ, Musa said to his people, يَا قَوْم, O my people. يَا قَوْم, يَا is a nida. Nida means you're calling upon someone, O my people. يَا قَوْم, O my people. يَا قَوْمِ, إنكم, إنكم, indeed, or verily you, إنكم, كم, you, indeed you, that إن alone means indeed or verily, إنكم, indeed you, ظلمتم, ظلمتم, you have committed oppression, transgression, you have wronged yourself, ظلمتم أنفسكم, you have oppressed yourselves or wronged yourselves, ظلمتم, taken from ظلم means oppression or transgression. We studied it before, ظلم. That's the beauty of learning from the Quran. Some of the words, it comes again and again and again, so you won't miss anything, inshallah, if you're following up with us. If you're not amongst the students, you still can join us by just giving your telephone number to our engineer, and he will give you a student number. إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Verily, you have wronged yourself. أَنفُسَكُمْ means yourselves. Nafs means self or soul. Nafs, nafsi, myself or my soul. Right? أَنفُسَكُمْ, your souls. أَنفُسَكُمْ. أَنفُس is the plural of nafs. Nafs, أَنفُس. The plural of nafs, أَنفُس. Nafs, one soul. أَنفُس, souls. أَنفُسَكُمْ, your souls. باتخاذكم العجل. باتخاذكم العجل. You have wronged yourselves by be. By. باتخاذكم. By you taking the calf or the عجل. The calf. باتخاذكم العجل. By taking it as a god, as a deity beside Allah. They have worshipped the deity, the calf, beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made the own calf from gold and they worshipped it, as the story goes. باتخاذكم العجل, by taking the calf as a deity beside Allah. فتوبوا إلى بارئكم. فتوبوا, so turn in repentance. Turn in repentance. Repent to Allah. توبوا means repent. You're speaking to a group of people. توبوا, repent. توب, one man, repent. فتوبوا, so that فا means so. فتوبوا, so turn to Allah in repentance. Also repent to Allah. إلى بارئكم. إلى means to, repent to. إلى, ألف لام and ياء مقصورة, which is pronounced as an ألف. إلى, فتوبوا إلى, repent to. إلى بارئكم. Back to the word توبوا, taking from it the word we can extract from it, توبة means repentance. توبة, repentance. And تائب, repentant, someone who is تائب, repentant. تائبة, female, repentant. Right? So يتوب, تائب, توبة. All these are variants of the from the word تابة. يتوب, توبة, تائب. And it is also تواب, one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who accepts the repentance. التواب الرحيم. فتوبوا إلى بارئكم فقتلوا أنفسكم. بارئكم means your creator, the one who created you. يبرأ, to create. فتوبوا إلى بارئكم, repent to your creator. Repent to your creator. بارئكم. باء ألف راء همزة كاف and ميم. بارئكم. فقتلوا أنفسكم. فقتلوا أنفسكم. Kill, so that kill yourselves. Repent to your Lord by killing yourselves. That was the way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed for them to show their repentance and their regret, their regretfulness case, to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He commanded them to kill themselves. Very horrible situation for them, and it's a punishment for those people who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he commanded them, alright, if you want to show regretfulness and repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so kill yourselves. It's hard to the soul, but they did it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped them to do that. Then Allah revived them again. إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَقَتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So kill yourselves. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. ذَلِكُمْ means that. ذَلِكَ only means that. ذَلِكُمْ, referring to that thing exactly. ذَلِكُمْ, to that action. خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, better for you. That is better for you. خَيْر, better, good. خَيْر means better or good. خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that's better for you. لَكُمْ, لَكُمْ for you. لَك only for you, for one person. لَكُمْ for group people. لَنَا for us. لَهُ for him. لَهَا for her. لَهُمْ for them. Don't forget the pronoun. لَكُمْ for you. عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ, عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ, sorry. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ. That is better for you by the standards of your creator. عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ, to your creator. It's better for you with your creator. in that situation, عند بارئكم, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's better for you. عند بارئكم فتاب عليكم, فتاب عليكم. So he accepted your repentance. تاب عليكم means, تاب على means to accept the repentance. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned towards them by accepting them after they have repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and did that action and they killed themselves. فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ. It happened to the Israel nation. We're speaking here about Banu Israel, the children of Israel. Prophet Jacob, peace be upon him. فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ. So he accepted your repentance. إِنَّهُ, إِنَّهُ, indeed he, or verily he, التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is التواب, the one who accepts the repentance. الرَّحِيمُ, the most merciful. التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, the most merciful, the one who accepts the repentance. Moving on the next verse. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى. Then after that, وَإِذْ, and remember when. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding them of His blessings upon them. However, the transgression, one after the other. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى. Again, you said, O Musa, قُلْتُمْ, you said, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ, قُلْتُمْ, قَالَ يَقُولُ, قَالَ, past tense means said, قُلْتُمْ, you said, يَا مُوسَى, O Musa, calling the Prophet, لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكْ. Imagine, they're telling their Prophet, the own Prophet, لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكْ, we will not believe you. لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكْ, لَنْ, never, never will we believe. لَنْ, it's a negation, it negates the future, we spoke about it before. Any verb comes after lan, it comes in the present tense form. You can't put any form of a verb after lan except in a present tense verb. You can't say lan fa'ala, lan amana. You can't. You have to put it in a present tense form. Lan nu'min, we won't believe. We will never believe. Lan nu'min, it negates the present tense verb. If you want to negate anything in future, you say lan and you put the verb in the present tense. لن أذهب, I won't go. لن أشرب, I won't drink. لن أأكل, I won't eat. لن أمشي, I won't walk. It will negate whatever comes in future. لن نؤمن, we won't believe to you or in you. لن نؤمن لك, we won't believe you. حتى, until. حتى means until. حتى, يا مقصورة, which is pronounced as an ألف. حتى, until. Until what? Let's see. Hatta means until. It's a very important verb. Hatta. Don't forget. Hatta means until. Hatta nara Allah. Hatta nara Allah. They asked for a very strange thing. They said, Hatta nara Allah jahratan. Until we see Allah jahratan. Manifestly, meaning face to face. We want to see Allah face to face. They asked a very strange thing, which even the eyes are not prepared to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala face to face. Sorry about that. How come they see Allah the Most High, the Most Great? Hatta nara Allah jahratan. Many people also, they get confused. Yeah, I want to see Allah and then I will believe in Him. Some atheists, some non-Muslims, they ask for that question. They're thinking that this question is logical. It's not logical, because He's testing you in this life. If you can see Him, then everybody will believe. There will be no use of that test. حتى نرى الله جهرة, until we see Allah face to face. نرى means we see. يرى means to see. يرى, الله يرى, Allah sees us. ونحن لا نراه, and we don't see Him. حتى نرى, until we see Allah جهرة, manifestly or face to face. جهرة, جاء, ها, را, and round ت, جهرة. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةِ. Now the punishment came. You ask for very strange things. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةِ. So you were seized by the thunderbolt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them again by a thunderbolt. الصَّاعِقَةِ. صَاعِقَةِ is called صَاعِقَةِ in Arabic. صَاد, أَلِف, صَاد, أَلِف, عَيْن, قَاف, and round ta. صَاعِقَةِ. صَاعِقَةِ is a thunderbolt. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. while you are looking. You were looking at it. It all of a sudden came to you and Allah punished you with that thunderbolt. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ while you are looking. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from the terrible punishment of Fir'aun and drowned Fir'aun in front of their eyes, and they saw the miracles of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and still they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is giving us this story in the Quran so that we be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever blessings He bestow upon us, and we show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll stop here by this verse 55. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. And right now, inshallah, we will be doing the dialogues which we prepared for you. A few dialogues we prepared about remembering some things and forgetfulness, remembering words and forgetfulness. We will be doing it now, inshallah. Just after this break, we'll take a short break and then we'll come back to the dialogues phrases.
الروح تسري والملائك حولنا طاب المساء
Water is essential to life. With two-thirds of the Earth's surface covered by water and the human body consisting of 75% of it, it's evidently clear that water is one of the prime elements responsible for life on Earth. Due to drought, water restrictions, and shortage of rain, we need to seek the mercy of Allah and ask for forgiveness. Radio Islam is encouraging an istighfar challenge, because in order to change conditions, we need to change our actions. Email your contributions to challenge@radioislamlive.com.
Welcome back to Al Arabiyah Al-Jami'. مرحباً بكم مجدداً في هذا البرنامج العربية للجميع. الآن مع جمل المحادثة عن التذكر والنسيان. Some phrases about remembering and forgetting things. Important phrases, dialogue phrases. We need to learn it. We need to memorize it. Remember that. تذكر ذلك. Meaning. Remember that. تذكر ذلك. تذكر only means remember. تذكر means remember. It's a very important phrase we need to understand. We need to also memorize. تذكر. Remember. ذلك means that. تذكر ذلك. Remember that. هل تتذكر. Do you remember? هل تتذكر. Do you remember? We use it a lot in English. Do you remember? In Arabic it's هل تتذكر. هل تتذكر. هل means do you. تتذكر. Remember. تذال كاف را. تتذكر. هل تتذكر. Do you remember. دعني أتذكر. Let me remember. دعني أتذكر. Let me remember. دعني means let me. دعني. دال عين نون يا. دعني أتذكر. Remember. Let me remember. I remember. دعني أتذكر. لا أتذكر. I don't remember. Negating. لا أتذكر. I don't remember. لا أتذكر. Another one. تذكرت الآن. تذكرت الآن. Now I remember. تذكرت الآن. تذكرت means I remember. تذكرت. تذكرتك. تذكرتك. I remember you. تذكرتك. Do you remember me? هل تتذكرني. هل تتذكرني. Do you remember me? هل تتذكرني. You say نعم تذكرتك. Yes, I remember you. هل تتذكرني means do you remember me? هل تتذكرني؟ تتذكرني is تاتا ذال كاف را نا نون أنيا. هل تتذكرني؟ Now you say it. نتذكرتك. تذكرتك means I remember you. Another one. ذكرني بالموعد. ذكرني بالموعد. ذكرني means remind me. ذكرني means remind me. ذكرني. تتذكر. ذكر. It's a small difference between the two. ذكر means remind. تذكر means remember. So in English there is two different words for them. Remember and remind. In Arabic it's mostly the same. تذكر and ذكر. ذكر remind. تذكر remember. Right. تذكر. ذكر. ذكر فإن وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. Remind, for indeed reminder is beneficial to the believers. It comes in the Quran. ذكرني, remind me. بالموعد, remind me of that appointment. Appointment, موعد. من ذكريات الماضي, from the memories of the past. From the memories of the past. من ذكريات الماضي, من from ذكريات. ذكريات. ذكريات means memories. Also ذكرى means reminder. Also, same meaning. الماضي. الماضي the past. الماضي the past. The future المستقبل. The future المستقبل. الحاضر the present. Hope you write these two, these three words. الماضي past. ميم ألف ضاد ياء ماضي. الماضي the past. الحاضر. الحاضر means the present time. الحاضر الوقت الحاضر the present time. الحاضر ألف لام حاء ألف ضاد راء الحاضر. Then المستقبل the future. المستقبل ألف لام ميم سين تاء قاف باء لام المستقبل the future. ألف لام ميم سين تاء قاف باء and لام المستقبل the future. So we got الماضي الحاضر المستقبل. Some other words. لا تنسى. لا تنسى. Don't forget. لا تنسى. تنسى means to forget. تاء نون سين أن ياء مقصورة which is pronounced as an ألف. لا تنسى means don't forget. لقد نسيت. لقد نسيت. I forgot. نسيت. I forgot. فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان. It's mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. Also the same word, نسيت, I forgot. نسيت means forgot, I forgot. Then there is نسيان, forgetfulness. نسيان, forgetfulness, that's the noun, نسيان. نون, سين, ياء, ألف, and نون. نسيان means forgetfulness. We'll stop here. Hope you remember these words of or these phrases. In the coming program, inshallah, we'll be asking some questions related to it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. ونختم بدعاء كفارة المسجد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.